Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 316, wow, 316 episodes, woot woot, why you should always be open-minded in business and technology. And my mind just closed.
Well, I'll go ahead and jump in here. So I feel like this can happen a lot for people that have been around for a while. They've been in the industry and they've, you know, kind of become an expert, and then they've kind of, I guess, gotten a little bit complacent, and, you know, new things happen, and, you know, they're a little bit closed-minded to adopt to new things and changes in the industry, and they kind of want to keep doing things the same way that they have been doing them. And so it's definitely important to be open-minded because that's how you continue to stay on top and not get left behind, and you'll continue to be looked at as an expert. And so we have some specific stories. We're not going to name any names, but, you know, this is kind of prompted by things that we've seen in our own businesses with the Divi community. So David, you want to kind of set up that story for us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started with WordPress now almost 5 years ago, and I was new, and I fell in love with WordPress. It's open source, it's free, lots of tutorials online, YouTube, lots of great blogs where I could learn to build websites. And I didn't even know that this passion existed in me. So, you know, I started following, you know, pretty famous, what I would consider famous in the WordPress space people, you know, really valuing what they put out, the type of content that they put out and stuff. And late 2013, I found this theme, Divi, that just I thought was awesome. You know, I could see the potential in it because I wasn't a developer, I wasn't a designer, and it made building websites easy for me. So I loved it. And I mean, I shouted from the rooftops, and a couple of years later, I decided to start attending WordCamps and stuff. And so I started to run across and meet a lot of these people that I idolized and stuff. And, you know, when I went up to meet them and shake their hands, and, you know, you always ask those questions, well, what do you do with WordPress? And yeah. I already knew what they did with WordPress because I had been following them for a couple of years, but they had no idea who I was or what I was doing with WordPress. And of course, I'm super excited to tell them all about what I'm doing with WordPress. And it included the Divi theme at the time. And I was just surprised and shocked at how much negativity I got from, you know, from people that I would run into and meet. Tim and I attended Pressnomics a couple of years ago, and great event. Absolutely loved it. A lot of the people that we idolize as WordPress business were there, and I met somebody who I had never even heard of before and stuff, and you know, when we mentioned what we did with WordPress, you know, which included Divi and stuff, the guy literally laughed at us and told us, "Oh my God, you're using that? Give me a break," you know. And I remember walking away from that like, wow. At the time, I think we were still pretty relatively new with our, you know, Divi product businesses and stuff, but we were generating some significant income because of Divi. And now today, you know, it's you know, number one WordPress theme in the world. A lot of these people that were detractors way back when have jumped on the Divi bandwagon, you know. So I think it's important that, you know, you always need to keep an open mind, no matter what comes up, you know. I mean, you know, Elementor has burst onto the scene in regards to page builders and stuff. And I'm not, you know, like, oh, wow, you know, oh, you know, Divi, you know. I mean, I'm open-minded. I think they've got a great product, you know. We've even listed them on our 7 companies to watch, you know, Elementor and stuff. So I just think it's super important to keep an open mind and stuff.
Yeah, and David and I spoke at WordCamp Phoenix the first part of this year. Several months ago, back in February, I guess it's more than several months ago now. And you know, telling our story of what we do with the Divi and our product businesses and everything. I didn't notice it, but David told me after that there are several people that were like rolling their eyes, and it's like they look down on Divi because it's one theme, and they don't realize that this one theme is actually the most popular theme, and that there's this huge community of people that are passionate about it because they've built their business around it and are building client sites with it, and it's helped streamline their process. And so I think those are people that are closed-minded and you know, want things to stay the same and you know, keep the status quo, and they want to keep, you know, being on top and blah, blah, blah. And so these new people that are kind of coming on the block and, you know, doing some really cool things, and maybe it is kind of focused on one specific niche, but, you know, shouldn't look down on it because this one niche is actually, you know, one of the biggest communities in WordPress, if not the biggest.
Absolutely. Well, hey, that's why you should keep an open mind. And I hope, honestly, I hope that I always keep an open mind. If I ever, you know, raise my nose or snub you, I hope I never ever get, I hope I never do that to anybody. But, you know, just because it sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm excited about our business. I'm excited about the things that we're doing. I'm loving what Divi's doing with their theme lately. I'm loving what WordPress is doing. I'm super excited about Gutenberg. You know, I'm super excited about all the amazing stuff that's coming in WordPress in 2018. So tomorrow we've got another great topic, Tim. So I'm going to tell, if you're listening to this podcast and it's your first few times and you're kind of on the fence, smash that subscribe button and come listen to us daily. We put out a lot of good content and stuff, we feel anyways. We would love to have you along for the ride. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.